Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yo,
what up?
What's up? How's it going?
Yo, Aaron, how do you hop on the show?
What's up, Trey?
Bro,
how's it going?
Chilling, bro. Tired.
I feel that.
Tired and cold.
Trey, you on your phone?
Nah, let me plug in my mic, man. Hold on, bro.
Trey, what's cold, Trey? Like 65 or some shit?
Nah, it's 61, but it was 40 this morning. It went up 20.
My nigga, it's like 29 degrees today.
Ain't nobody tell you. Listen, again, mental illness. Ain't nobody tell you to move there or grow up there.
Hey, my man.
If you don't like your environment, move.
Got that right.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That's why, you know.
Oh, no, I'm chilling, brother. I don't mind the cold. I'm out here.
Like that baby don't deserve to be in that.
Oh no, I'm about to put her on tour, dog.
Put her on Uproot, man. Uproot her to some let her skin get wavy and tan.
She about to get these checks. Leave that.
The man said he gonna put her on tour. She gonna cut all her hair off like Willow Smith.
Them dimples is gonna get a couple of dollars.
Couple dollars. Nigga, man, I hate black people, man.
Hey,
dog. Be trying to pimp your kid, B.
Yo, I saw I saw one of the memes. It was like white people say, "Hey, you got something on your cheek or something like that." And it was like black people say, "Go like this."
Oh, it was the cat?
Or was that so?
The cat on some bullshit. I don't even think that shit funny. They just be making shit.
These niggas. Oh, yo, my mom, you dig this. My mom, church homie, went to Amsterdam.
Uh huh.
She brought back these cookies and shit. They are all right. I expected it to be a little better. You know, I'm buying into the Amsterdam hype, but if this is what Amsterdam got to offer, I'm cool. I could just stay right here, cuz.
You stay at the crib?
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I ain't got to spend that check on a flight. I'm good.
Man, it's the experience, boss dog.
Now I'm going to go.
You should definitely go. I went in September. It was crazy.
It's dope out there?
Yeah. Like, I mean, aside from all the tree, you know, it's like, it's just a dope city. Like with all the canals and everybody walks and bikes and stuff, it's super dope. Like I could live there. Like it's just like a real chill vibe.
Word. I mean, I'm gonna go. It's on my list of places I need to be, like Amsterdam. I mean, I've been a couple places, but Amsterdam's definitely. I wish I would have went a couple years ago before like everything became like more legalized here, just when it was more the allure of going there or whatever. Cause now if I go, I'm not really going for that anymore. Like I'm going more so like what you just said, Aaron. I'm going for the scenic stuff. Like I'm going to actually enjoy Amsterdam and not just going to be a pothead and go to all the cafes and stuff like that. Although I still want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they got a lot of BYOBs, but not a lot of BYOB as in bud, I guess. Rob, that would be a ding if the show started, but you don't give me my dings anymore, so it's cool. Trey, your man Dwight Howard got purple hair.
Why do you gotta be my man?
I knew that was coming.
I don't know, Trey. I just feel like you'd be your man, Trey.
A nigga loses bet one time and had to dye his hair, and now he my man.
I mean, duh, listen, cuz he got purple hair. I seen you with the color hair. When you had the color hair, my man texted me. He was like, "Yo, what's up with your boy?" I was like, "Nah, he chilling, yo. Don't even trip, yo. It was a bet."
Listen, I've always been killer since day one. Whether I have blonde, red, I can get it off.
I know that's right.
I just feel that way. But again, you see my man attack me today off the sneakers? That was crazy. My man paused me. I'm like, what? Because
You've been posting some fire lately, too. I'm at the convention.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, big dog. You know, that means a lot coming from an OG. You know what I mean?
Somebody I respect
in the sneaker game. Aaron, my young boy, but he got more heat than me. He got access, too, though.
Access is key. I used to have access.
He got access. You know what I'm saying? He can tell the truth, but then also still get the pack. The pack show up at his door like, okay, I bet.
That's always a blessing, man.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I had like the longest day ever. So I didn't eat dinner, you know what I mean? So like I had to teach full time. I had to conduct a winter program. And then I went to the game. I went to the Suns Blazers. I didn't get home till like 11:10. You know what I'm saying? So I ran across the street to grab a grilled cheese from In-N-Out. And I come home and it's a Nike box in front of the door. So I'm like, damn, I know I wasn't supposed to get them this early because I ordered them. But like, I wasn't expecting them to come. Like, you know what I mean? I thought I was going to get them like near like next week. And it was there. So like, I had to post them. I was like, yo, this is a shoe that I wanted. I was tight broke when they first rolled out. And then the resale shit was too crazy for me to like jump out the window for. That's why I always tell people, like, don't really lose your mind over a, you know what I mean? Like if a shoe don't retro real quick, cause it's going to come back around. Like homie, you remember, did you see that video of homie traded in 20 pair of shoes?
That was wild.
He still had to pay $450.
Yeah,
that you know what I'm saying? Could you imagine that, nigga? Like, I want those.
He traded some shit in too.
Man, too though. They was all dead stock shit.
Yeah, he traded like I think $3,500 worth of kicks in today's market. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's sick, and they came back, and they end up coming back out like three more times.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know how sick you'd be?
Yeah,
that's so crazy. Like, I've given up some heat. I ain't gonna lie. That I've like kind of like bit my knuckle on, like, damn, man, I should have just held on to him. But to do that, that's clown behavior. It's no shoe that's just really worth it. And I really want those Tom Sachs Mars Yards, but I know they're coming back out, but I would never.
So ugly.
I just I just like comfortable shoes though.
Yeah, they look comfortable, but I don't know. Just the color. I mean, they're a cool shoe, I guess. But I wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't cop them, especially for how much they. I wonder how much the resale is going to change when they re-release.
They'll drop. I want them to get if they can get to like $450, I'm in. That's where I'm at. If I can do $450, I'll, and normally my limit is $300. I'll do $450. Aaron, what you been checking out, man?
So. I'm actually, speaking of resale, I'm thinking about, you know, committing the cardinal sin and paying like a dumb amount. I really want I never got the Travis Lowe's.
Okay.
I just really want those, man. So I'm thinking about paying an arm and a leg to get those.
You like those more than the highs?
I like those. I like the color blocking on the lows more. If they would have done the same color blocking on a high, the high would have had me, but I don't know. I just like the black and brown as opposed to the white.
I haven't seen nobody do them right. They all look goofy, bro. Like everybody either is like choking them out. Like they don't wear them like with swag, man. Like, and I'm like, is this shoe really bad? Or is it like people were just like really swaggerless? What size are you?
I'm like a 9.5, 10.
So like, seven.
You in that comfortable range.
So they're at 795 right now at your size.
See?
You know what I mean?
Which kills me to even think about. So I don't know. I've been going back and forth because we just got our holiday bonus. I got some bread, but you know, part of me is trying to be responsible and save my money.
So my thing is now, especially going and turning 35, I'm like, how many times am I gonna wear this? You know?
Yeah. No, I feel that
because I went hard with the Preds last year, and I thought that was a lot. I paid $245 for the Preds, the Adidas Predators.
Yeah.
And I barely bust those shoes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I feel you.
I got the Sakais. I've only worn those like three times, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of shoes that I know people would like.
Kill for.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, not to be literal like that, but like.
Yeah.
like, yeah, I got some shit in the closet that I'm like, damn, like people really would be like on these shits. And like, you know what I mean? Cause I even, my god brother comes over, he's like, yo, bro, if I had these, I would wear, like, see, you don't appreciate these. You just wear them. I wear these every day. Cause I got some Rick Owens, right? The Dark Shadows. And he's like, yo, I would kill a fit with those. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can't wear the same shoe twice. Like every day, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have beaters. I don't have my Jordan ones are beaters. You know what I mean? My breads, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I got to get a new pair of shoes. I've probably bought like six this month alone.
It's crazy. I'm the exact opposite. I've been cutting back. Like I was at a point where I was buying probably a pair of shoes, at least one pair of shoes a week. And now I'm like maybe once or twice a month, if that.
Mm-hmm.
I just am really just buying the stuff that I really want.
Well, me and Nick been having a conversation too. Like Nick has like a good five shoe rotation.
Yeah, he does.
When I talk about a whole basement
full of shoes.
You know what I'm saying? And I talk to like Jerv and I'm like, yo, I respect Jerv. And Jerv's like, man, you know, I'm Air Max One. Like he had a grill, right?
Yeah.
So I can't even talk crazy because obviously Nick has an entire basement of sneakers, bro. Yep. All size 13, like fucking 2,000 shoes, Jerv, right? And my man literally bust some shit that you'd be like, what? Like, but has the heat, like just in the original box, all the other stuff. And it's like, but he also donates some, like, you know what I mean? He donates like maybe 500 a year. Yeah. So it's just the fact that I'm getting to that point where like, I'm the only person that's still kind of involved in this. You know what I'm saying? Like all my homies are tapped. Like they'll just get like a bunch of stuff that they really wanted. And that's it.
That's where I'm at with it. I don't really stay. I tried to keep up. I tried to get all the new shit, you know, whatever the new joints that was coming out, blase, blase. But then I think it was like maybe 2 years ago, I just tapped out and was like, yo, I'm just grabbing the things I like. I literally just, like, you just asked someone, what's he on? Now, if you would ask me, bro, I'm eyeing another pair of Air Max 1s, OGs, again.
Yeah, hey, I ain't mad, but that would be you. That would be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a staple shoe. It used to be the Stan Smith, but
I love the Stan Smiths. I love them.
I just can't. You know what I mean? Like, I've got back into Air Force Ones. I'm falling in love with so many silhouettes now, especially with Access. Like, I love running shoes. I love, like, I got so much shit, like the Rockefeller Air Force Ones. I got Snakeskin Air Force Ones. I got the Olivia Kim collabs. Like, I got so much shit that I'm just like, yo, it's no way I'm going to be. Like, I was in my closet the other day, like, getting ready for work. And I was like, damn, what should I wear? And I put out the Zoom Air Flight 95s, the Jason Kidd's.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched up and put on the Olympic Pippins, the Uptempos. Like, I got shit, dog. And I'm just like, even Waz just was like, yo, bro, like, you got some shit, dog. Like, you don't even be, like, tripping. So, it's even funny now because, like, obviously my friends work for brands, so they can't wear a lot of shit. Like, most of the homies are Adidas, so they just like, bro, I remember when those came out. Those were heat. You know what I mean?
What size shoe do you wear, Trish?
I'm 11 and a half.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know Drew Ruiz?
Yeah.
So, Drew went to Air China. Modella. Yeah. He went to China for Nike. And they gave him the China flight posits.
Really?
He's like, bro, I don't even wear the size. You can have them. So I got those now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm just like, bro, I'm kind of like tapped with sneakers, bro. Like, I need to tell myself no. I think the only shoe I really want right now, I just can't put myself to pay $1,000 for, is those Tom Sacks.
Yeah.
You know, all I really want, honestly, and I'm praying to God I can come up on them for a reasonable price before they retro them, just so I can get my rocks in before all these young boys just destroy them. I just really want some cool gray 11s. That's literally all I want.
Yeah, I have those in the rotation.
Yeah, if they can roll those back out, I'll be in.
Nah, see, I don't want them to roll them back out, though. Like, I don't, man. Cause
they should be coming back within a year or two. Because, like, they have a rotation of ones that they've been doing every holiday season, and, you know, the cool grays are due up, you know, probably next year, honestly.
I thought they'd have been came out by now the way they've been flushing out 11s.
So next year is 10 years since they last retroed. So I'm pretty sure they're going to come back next year. Probably next holiday season is when the cool grays are going to come back.
Yeah, they always roll out in December.
Yeah.
They're going to still, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to buy them every time. I let the breads go by. I was like, go ahead, man.
That was my wedding sneak.
What, the bread?
Oh, really?
I had the, I mean, not the OGs. I had the probably, what, the 2009? Yeah, I had the 2009s on, and I let my pop rock the 2016s.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire, man. Yeah. I'm just like really. I think now it don't help me being, like doing the whole behind the scenes reporting shit and seeing the kids wear shit. Cause like now I'm getting that competitive juice back with Devin Booker, cause he be wearing some shit, and obviously he a millionaire, but I'd be like, hold on, dog, I got my shit. So like now we be kind of like, yeah, I see you. Like I wore the Penny 2 yesterday. And obviously they lost, so I just walked through. I didn't even ask no questions to them, right? I just walked through the locker room just on purpose. I'm like, you didn't play, but look, yeah, these older than you. Like, I just getting them off, like, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, he like, man. But he got all the access to, like, the Travis Scott shit and all that. I don't care about all that shit. I just be trying to wear all the classic shit.
On that wave, too, now. Just copying stuff that, you know, reminds me of my childhood that has, like, a nostalgic factor to it.
Yep, and have them really just like fire, dog. Like, you know, I said, have them real icy. You know what I'm saying? I still got my Air Max 95s that I just pull out every once in a while with some gray sweats and a white tee. and just chill, bro. Like, I go to the barbershop with that shit on and be like,
I haven't thrown 9.5s on in a minute. You know what, bro? You inspire me. I'm gonna wear some 9.5s tomorrow.
9.5s is clean.
Yeah,
I got the lime green bubble with the gray and black.
Don't wear no 9.7s if you're going to be on your feet all day, though. They'll kill your feet.
Oh, yeah. I see. I got my Silver Bullets that I rotate through.
Yo, Silver Bullets, very underrated shoe.
That's an amazing shoe.
Yeah.
I always pull those out, too, like on some bullshit. Yeah. That's a good shoe.
Yeah, I think I took those to Greece when I went this summer with Nike.
Oh, for the Giannis shit?
Yeah.
I think the only shoe I regret getting up is the Gundam 98.
Yeah.
Because it got ashy, like the toe cap got ashy and I couldn't fix it. And I just got the Air Bacons too. So I'm
We talked about that because there's a Cool Kicks in Virginia. Those dudes who run Cool Kicks are from Virginia. They all went to VCU. So
okay.
There's one like down the street from, because I live like right outside DC in Northern Virginia, and there's one that's down the street, and I'm cool with all of them in there. And you know, they post like crazy deals on stuff that, like, you know, like all the, like you said, like obviously I'm on the younger side, but all the kids even younger than me aren't even thinking about it. So I got a pair of, like, you know, probably 9.5 out of 10 Air Bacons for $60. Like,
oh wow.
And I remember just like that shoe, like in the DMV growing up, like everybody had that shoe, like had the red and yellow, had the, you know, the navy blue, white and orange. Like that was a crazy shoe, like in the DMV, like growing up. So I had to cop it, and $60 is nothing. So
that was me a couple years ago when I was still living in Connecticut, and I was just going to mall on some humbug shit. And I saw the chlorophyll trainers, the trainer ones or whatever the case may be, the Bose. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, that's a grail sneak for me. I love that line. And I walked in, them shits was on sale. I said, excuse me, how much are they on? I think they might have been like $75. I had to cop, I had to cop two pair of them.
I still have
one pair on tuck, I think, because I don't even wear them that much. They're not that comfortable of a shoe to wear all the time. But I wasn't passing that up.
Yeah, nah, smart man. Because you always think about, like, man, I should have got two. That's how I feel about those Cactus Plant flea market blazers. I'm like, I should have got two. Just because I just know, like, I wanted.
Oh, the do-it-yourself ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so mad I missed out on those. Do you know Avery Robinson from Nike?
Nah.
He works for Nike in communications. Went up to New York for the Kyrie wear test like a month ago, and he had them on. And I was like, "Yo, like, them joints are so cold."
Yeah,
I'm hesitant to, like, I would never, like, I don't know if I would buy them on like StockX or anything, because, like,
yeah, that's not yours. Yeah, that's not your design.
Like, you don't know what, like, colors you're getting with them. Like, I don't know, but yeah, those are tough.
Yeah, man. Well, this, we damn near need a shoe pod there at this fucking point. Rob.
What's going on, everybody? It's producer Rob here. Just cutting in real quick to tell you all a bit about Audible. It's the time of year when everyone is traveling or running around getting thoughtful gifts for the people you care about. How about you think about giving yourself the gift of an Audible membership this holiday season? Now is the best time to do it with a special offer of 53% off your first 3 months. 53%. That's more than half, just in case you didn't know. Access an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. You can also pop in and get something like Raw, My Journey into the Wu-Tang Clan by Lamont Ugod Hawkins. You can also pop in and grab My Voice, the Angie Martinez memoir. How about The Made in America Jay-Z Story by Michael Eric Dyson, following the work in times of Jay-Z, of course, some may consider the best rapper alive. You can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, and 2 exclusive Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. You can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. It's great while commuting, at the gym, or during your holiday travels. With Audible, you also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges and your own audiobook library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half the regular price. Give yourself the gift of listening. For more, go to audible.com/bomb, B-O-M. That's audible.com/bomb, B-O-M. That's more than half off the regular price. Choose 1 audiobook and 2 Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/bomb or text B-O-M to 500-500. That's bomb when you go to audible.com/bomb or text B-O-M to 500-500.
Welcome back to Black Opinions Matters, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by John Gervais, and we have our special guest, Aaron Dotson. What's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Also on the ones and twos, we have Roberto Lopez, aka Rob. What's going on, Rob?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
As you know, we are doing our Black Opinions monthly music votes. If you voted, thank you. We have special guests throughout the rest of the month where we're going to be discussing certain topics and having heated debates, hopefully not too crazy where I want to punch someone. So if you guys are ready, we can start now. For best male artists, I'm going to go through who's listed and then you guys can give me your opinion on it. So for best male, we have, and this is best male rapper, by the way, we have Drake, we have J. Cole, we have Kendrick Lamar, we have Future, Pusha T, Tyler the Creator, Travis Scott, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Rick Ross, A$AP Rocky, Meek Mill, 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane, and Killer Mike to round out the list. Jerv, who do you have for best male rapper?
So I know everyone would just automatically assume I would go with Big Homie. I'm not. I think for me, I probably would go with Push. I know that's not going to be the popular choice, but that's my artist. I'm a big Push fan. I think he held it down tremendously this year. He took out, you know, not took out, but he took on the Giant. And Drake, when everyone thought that was impossible to do or whatever, he actually struck blood, in my opinion. And that his last album, to me, is a masterpiece. Outside of the Kanye track where Kanye just kind of makes some sounds on the beat, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it was just a beautiful album, and his features was just amazing over these last couple years. So for me, he's definitely my top guy. I know he's not going to be the popular choice, but you know, a dare to be different. So I'm going with Push.
Aaron, who do you have?
I think I'm going to go J. Cole. I think he had a strong year. He's had a strong decade, to be honest. He's kind of one of those guys that flies under the radar. He's very it seems like he's very comfortable with, you know, the place he is in his career. And, you know, he's a lyrical genius. His beats are crazy. Obviously, he always does the, you know, the no features thing. But he kind of, you know, with Revenge of the Dreamers, you know, he kind of showed his, you know, ability to be sort of like a general manager in rap. You know, he brought all these like talented voices and artists together, and, you know, he's kind of like the big homie now, and he's putting people on, and he's paying it forward in terms of the rap game. And, you know, I think very highly of J. Cole, just because I went to college in North Carolina, and, you know, a lot of my close friends are from North Carolina, and, you know, they live and breathe and die by J. Cole. So I think he had a strong year and a strong decade, to be honest.
Rob, you got any suggestion or pick?
Yeah, I mean, I picked Drake. I mean, I don't even think it's close. You know, everybody else in that list, and I did make the list, and I made the choices, sure. But also at the end of the day, it's really kind of hard. Like, there's all these kind of decade, end of decade recap, like, you know, graphics and stuff coming up on the internet, you know, whatever, Instagram, Twitter, and you just see like his dominance just on the charts, you know, just outselling everybody consistently, number ones consistently. He's made tracks with, Bad Bunny to Rick Ross to everybody, Rihanna, he's done it all, Beyonce. He magically dropped a mixtape during All-Star Weekend, and it somehow became the biggest talk of All-Star Weekend. What was that, 2016 when he did that mixtape, right? It was 2016 All-Star Valentine's Day weekend, whenever that was.
I think you're talking about If You're Reading This.
Yeah, If You're Reading This, it's too late. Yes. Too late.
That was an album. That was an album as well.
No, that came out as a mixtape. That originally dropped as a mixtape. I remember that. That was a mixtape when that weekend. Either way, the point is that he kind of just like set the tone for the whole decade. I mean, it's really, really hard. I don't know who else can actually say like they did the amount of stuff that Drake did, impacted the musical culture in the way that he did. I mean, sure, did he change a lot of stuff? And like a lot of people are trying to be Drake now, whether it be a Tory Lanez or, you know, somebody like that, I guess. But like, is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. Only time can tell. But I think he was just so impactful this decade. And I think beyond that, his music is great. I mean, there's a couple songs that are just like Passion Fruit. Like, you put on Passion Fruit anywhere you go, and it's just like shoulders are moving. It's just like, it's a vibe. I hate to say it like that, but it is. It's just crazy. So I think it's Drake easily. But I also respect everybody else. You know, Pusha T's a great, great choice. J. Cole's a great choice. You know, you could even try to make a case for like somebody who's a little more underground, whether it be like a Mac Miller, who was around for a lot of this decade, and you know, rest in peace to him. But he did a lot of great stuff. Wiz Khalifa also did a lot of numbers too. There's a lot of good choices.
Yeah, I think I set everybody up. I think everybody picked their answer thinking that it was the best male rapper of the year and not the decade. So that's my fault. And I'm pretty sure maybe unanimously it would be Drake, just because the numbers he did. But I do, like I said, I can't pick Pusha T off of just one year, because I mean, if we were doing rapper of the year, it would definitely be Pusha T. But for the decade, obviously, I think it would be Drake. So I'm gonna ride with that choice as well, Rob.
Let me ask you a question. So yeah, all right, that's my bad, because yes, if you're doing decade, yeah, you probably are gonna go Drake. But you could make a case for Ross though.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
yeah,
I think, in my opinion,
I think he's like number two. I think he just kind of killed it all decade, whether that's, you know, his mixtapes. I mean, Blow Money Fast, that song is crazy. Yeah. Like, BMF is a crazy track. I don't know. I love that. I love Styles P on that, on that whole project too. And just like Rick Ross had a strong decade. And also his MMG stuff. MMG was huge. Meek Mill, Wale, Gunplay, everybody on that conglomerate. Like, Rick Ross had a killer decade.
Yeah, I think you can make a case for a lot of these guys. I mean, you can make a strong case for 2 Chainz, you know, like he's been on everything the last decade. Like, you can also make a case for Future. He might not have the longevity as some of these guys that we mentioned previously. But I mean, a lot of these guys on this list for best male rapper had super, super, super strong decades. And, you know, looking back, it was a great decade for rap.
Rob, I just appreciate you putting Big Homie up there though, because I know that probably was a struggle. Which one? If that was up to me, Big Home Hove would definitely would not have been on the list. But so thank you. I appreciate that.
Listen, man, I'm giving that out of Hove. A lot of it is respect, and a lot of it too is Watch the Throne is actually a great album. But also 444 is pretty good. But then like I also put him in, and I'll let people know as we get to it too. I also put him in like most overrated because like he kind of underwhelmed by his standards this decade. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of Hove, and it's me being a Hove fan, right? And like, and I'm expecting greatness, and I'm, and still now to this day, when I listen to his projects that are on Spotify, I'm like, damn, like dude can rap. Like dude can get it. And like when he's talking about, but I mean, like I mean, when he's like, but if you do it in comparison,
the greatest to ever do it.
But like, if you do it in comparison to what he's talking about, like now when he raps, I'm just like, damn, it's like head and shoulders above what he's. It's not even close. Like Prime Jay-Z is just like crazy.
But like, I'm about to contradict myself, right? Like I love Push, right? But like the one reason I fuck with Hove so heavy is because, and don't get me wrong, Aaron, you said you went to college in North Carolina, right? Like I went to college in Virginia, right? So, and I went to Hampton, mm-hmm. and I was there during like the Clips. I was in Hampton during the rise of the Clips, right? So when I tell you that I know Push lives his raps, like he lives his raps, right? Like I seen it firsthand, right? So I believe Push when he talks, but the reason I fool with Hove so heavy is because me being a dude that, you know, look, I'm the oldest on the pod. I mean, Trey always makes me feel like I'm older than him. Then he says his age, and then I realize we're not that far apart. But you know what I mean? Like one thing I fool with Hove so heavy about is that being a dude that's been down with Hove since Reasonable Doubt, like, you know what I mean? Like Hove damn near raised me.
I don't try to make you feel old in a situation. I just think that our views is different. We're close in age, but our views are like, you know, like I try to take the AI approach and try to transition with the times versus, you know, I like what I like. And I respect, I like what I like.
But 444 to me, being that like I'm 38 now, about to turn 39 on Sunday, you know what I mean?
I don't expect Rob to get that album. I don't.
But really? Like that's you. Nah, Rob, you should get 444. Although nah. You did kind of just
push. Wait, what makes you say that though, Trey?
I mean, I feel what he's saying, and I understand. You know, it's growth, and it's him becoming a man and realizing X, Y, and Z about life, and I get that. But like, I'm just also in the mindset of like. It's just the delivery sometimes is just kind of like flat and it's kind of too sappy, but it's just like, it's probably just me in my head just like thinking like, nah, this ain't Jay. You know what I mean? In the classic lines of Jerv, like, not my Hove. I didn't think it was bad either. I just didn't think it was great.
That shit is good money.
I'm going to tell you right now, 444 gets constant rotation on my playlist, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I still play it. I still play it.
No, I'm saying for late 40s, I'm rolling. Because it's so hard to, you know, industry that retires where fans retire you versus you want to keep going. He doing a damn thing, bro.
Like look what we just talked about. Fab was 2 weeks ago. Hove ain't that far removed from Fab's age. I mean, I know he's a little bit older, but I don't think he's that much older than Fab. Right. Huh. But Fab to me has fallen off tremendously. Like he's where Hove.
Yeah. His drop off is crazy.
He's where Hove was at probably 2-3 years ago. Or maybe 4 years ago when Hove was trying to be all these young dudes, right? Like he was taking the master of all flows too literal and trying to take everyone's flow. And it was just like, I mean, I always say it's Beyonce's fault and I don't want the Hive to come after me, right? But like I always blame it on Beyonce. Yep. Like I blame it on her, but then I credit her to her as well because I feel like she stopped featuring him on his tracks and probably had a real rap combo with him, like, yo, listen, homie. It's not really there anymore. I can't really put you on my shit. I know you my husband and all, but I can't really put you on my stuff anymore until you get back to you. And he had to get rid of all that trying to sound like, I mean, Future's the only person that's coming to my mind, but he's not really trying to sound like Future. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like him trying to be them dudes, like that was the Hove that, even though that's my man and I go in a grave, I'll down a hill for Hove when it comes to defending ball. But at the same time, like, I mean, listen, if you put a gun in my head, I'll tell you that was not, as a Hove fan, like I wasn't hype. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what was it? The Khaled track that he did? Like I missed
Shining.
Like, oh my God. No, yeah, Shining. That was terrible. I'm talking about the one, my God, when they had the video, it was all black and white and everybody had the suits.
Well, I need the keys.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
That shit was hard. I remember that shit first. That shit was hard. You tripping. I need the keys. That shit was hard. I don't know if it was because I was on my future hype, but
I'm not future. You know me.
See, shout out to Past and Future, bro. Yeah. All right, moving right along. We have the album of the decade. Here's our selections. Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. Lemonade by Beyonce. Watch the Throne by Jay-Z and Kanye West. Frank Ocean, Blonde. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye West. And Drake, Take Care. Aaron, which album do you have?
I think I'm going to go My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Just off the strength that I honestly think that that's the last, you know, truly authentic Kanye that we got, to be honest. You know, from start to finish, that album is absolutely flawless. Just from the sounds, from the features he has on it, the creativity he has with it. Obviously, you know, he's, you know, the title of in and of itself. he seemingly was in a kind of a dark place at that time. But I mean, I think that, you know, that is probably his best album, to be honest. And he hasn't, in my opinion, he hasn't. I can't even lie, I messed with The Life of Pablo. But I think that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is his best album of all time.
Jerv, what album do you think is album of the decade?
So I kind of feel the same way you do, Aaron, about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. To me, that was a point in my life where I was, that album hit for me. And then for the leak to come out, and then for the actual album to drop. And I think the leak didn't have like the Ross verse on it, I think. And then, but the album did. So like, I fool with that album, but for me, it's going to sound crazy. Being an East Coast dude, Kendrick's Good Kid, Mad City, like, to me, that shit was, that, I mean, that was, it was a beautiful album. Like, it painted, I felt like I was in Compton, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt when I was a young boy watching Boys in the Hood for the first time, or Menace to Society for the first time. And, you know, again, on the East Coast, we're not getting that. I'm not really knowing what West Coast life is like other than me watching NWA and Cube and all them videos and stuff like that. So when I see the movies come out, I'm like, oh, shit, it's crazy over there. But for Kendrick to paint that picture the way he did, and for it to all be, well, you know, I know that some of it had to be exaggerated to an extent, and, you know, it's not all one day. But for him to give this impression that this all came from, you know, this encounter with this female that gave us this great album. Like, to me, I remember arguing with West Coast dudes. I said it that day. I was like, yo, this is a classic album. This ain't no classic. Nah, you can't tell if it's a classic. I'm like, well, this is a fucking classic. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's not a skit on that album. You throw it on today, it sounds like it just came out. And just like you said, with Kanye, like, I feel like, to me, that album is so great that I'm always looking for that from Kendrick. So I never really vibe as much with his any album he's had since, because I love that album so much that I just want that album again. And it's not anyone's fault but my own. Like, I need to allow Kendrick to just be his creative self and just enjoy his creativity and his you know, everything he brings to the table. But to me, the album was perfect. There's nothing wrong with the album. You know what I mean? It's just, it was everything you needed for it. And that to be his debut, like, that's crazy. I mean, not his debut, but you know what I mean? We still call that his debut album, right? Even though he had,
isn't technically Section 80 his first studio album?
I was gonna say, even though Section 80 came first, but isn't this, that's considered his,
this is the first one under a real label.
Real label, okay, yeah. That's what we're gonna call it, okay.
Well, I would have to agree, with Aaron and say Dark Twisted Fantasy. The production, probably the last time Kanye really was rapping about something, The features mesh well. Even the, you know, they even put together a film for it, short film. So it all makes sense. You know what I mean? It was beautifully designed. And my thing about Kanye is that he always kind of gambled and switched up each album, even on Yeezus and you know, those other albums. He's only gotten better. So I think to start off the decade, you know what I mean, and get it rocking, it set such a fine line that, man, like, I mean, Cass was in Hawaii, bro, with a regiment, and he had cats wearing suits, and the buildup was crazy. Good Fridays was just, oh, man, it was such a joy to be on Twitter because we were just checking the feed to see when Good Fridays would leak.
That was Monsters on that, right?
Yeah. That was the first time I, like, honestly was like, because, I mean, I knew about Nicki Minaj and Sucker Free mixtape, but that one's like,
she killed that.
Cats were actually rapping her verse. You know what I mean? Like, that's how crazy her shit was. Like, yo, she got off. She barred up on some cats that's really notable. So,
I remember arguing with people about her verse over Hov's verse, and that shit pissed me off because at that point in time in my life, like, I still wasn't able to say someone had a better. I still don't think she had a better verse than Hov, but I understand why people said she had a better verse. Yeah, she destroyed that. You might be right. That might be the best album. I think just Good Kid hit harder for me, but y'all might be right. That might be it.
Well, I gotta, before we switch to the next topic, Rick Ross's verse on Devil in a New Dress.
Oh.
Arguably his best verse of all time. Like, he absolutely rips that joint. Like, crazy. And
that beat is crazy. Yeah,
but I'm with Trey. Like, the production on Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like, next level.
I just want to do a quick shout out because I also agree. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is probably the album of the decade. Production, just copy and paste everything everybody said. Production value, the film was actually kind of interesting and it was kind of well done. I just want to give a shout out to Sahai Prince because I love his verse on So Appalled. That verse is crazy. If you listen to it and listen to what he's saying, like, I hate to be deep, like rappity rap, but like,
the Valentine's Day,
and she chose to march. I was just like, yo, that's it. This verse is insane. Just like, if you're listening to it, I'm gonna put it right here so you can all listen to it, and then we're gonna go to the next topic.
It's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous. Huh?
I am so outrageous. I wear my pride on my sleeve like a bracelet. If God had an iPod, I'd be on this playlist. My phrases amazing, the faces and places, the favorite. My cup overrun up with hunters, dummy. Damn, it's hard not for me to waste it. The new commandment, thou should not hate, kid. My movement is like the civil rights. I'm Ralph David. Abernathy. So call my lady Rosa Parks. I am nothing like the niggas, baby, those are marks. I met this girl on Valentine's Day, fucked her in May. She found out about April, so she chose the March. Damn, another broken heart. I keep bitches by the twos, nigga Noah's Ark. I got a 7 on me, I call my troll Lamar. Plus a Trojan in my pocket, Matt Liner. GAT in the Pathfinder. Cause you haters got PhDs. Y'all just some major haters and some math minors. Tiger Woods don't make me grab iron.
Well, since you put up Sahai, Rob, Saha, drop the album, please. Please, brother, drop the album.
You didn't like the joint he put out?
No, I'm just saying he teased the other day. He put on Instagram either yesterday or 2 days ago.
That's crazy you follow Saha on IG.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
I know. Saha's my guy, man.
That's so funny. That's like following Stally. Like, No, I'm not saying, like, I rock with him, but I'm just saying, like, I draw the line where I just don't even want to know what he even doing on his regular day.
But you know what it is, bro? Like, he doesn't post that much, so I don't even realize I follow Saha until he posts some shit. Because Instagram's not the way it used to be where, like, you know what I mean? You know how it is now. My feed, I can pull up my feed right now, and I got the first thing it'll be like 18 hours ago someone posted something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that shit is so crazy though, because I like go through, like, I really be looking at my follows, like, okay, like celebrity follows, and I'll be like, I shouldn't be following, because normally I follow cats just to know, like, when they dropping new material, because they always do stuff like that. But then I had to, like, kind of like fall back, because it just was like, yo, y'all doing way too much cap on this app, bro. Like, I just can't do it, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just drop the bars and go. So
you don't follow Bow Wow anymore?
Oh man,
that would have been actually a Shad Moss follow would have been great. I don't have a Bow Wow follow. Yeah, I mean,
who's your craziest celebrity follow that you follow?
Maybe Tyler the Creator.
Okay,
because I mean, because he also I also have his like burner account too.
Okay.
So like his burner is like more artsy stuff and just random stuff. But like Pharrell is kind of like a boring follow, but I just kind of follow him because he's like how Jerv is to how Jay-Z is to Jerv. Like that's Pharrell for me. Like he's like, he denounced, oh man, that would be a lovely topic, Rob. And I just don't even want to talk about it right now because I really might, really, really, really might start crying how he denounced In My Mind prequel mixtape, saying like he just doesn't fuck with that mixtape ever. Like he said he was just so cocky and arrogant. And once he met Nego, like his whole life changed. Like he wanted to be more humble and shit. So like he got rid of all his flashy shit. And I'm just like, nigga, we were raised on that tape, bro. Like, man. It just, it gets me upset knowing that he denounced one of my favorite mixtapes. Like,
Speaking of Tyler, by the way, he also has a strong case for artist, male artist of the decade. I mean, just
Tyler,
like,
who, the creator?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I ain't gonna go.
I think he had a strong decade. That decade from the I Future stuff all the way through. I think he was a good decade for him.
Nah, he warming up though. People starting to kind of figure him out, bro. But it took a minute, bro, because this is probably his most commercial album where it was like people were like Earthquake. I'm like, nigga, what? You listen? Niggas is over there like turn that Tyler the Creator. I'm like, bro, I got a whole R&T like playlist, bro. You know what I'm saying? Where he just kind of bringing back Uncle Charlie and all kind of experiencing all kind of sounds, and cats is just like, yo, this is Tyler. I should have been hip. So I can't really say that, like, you know, he's kind of underrated, bro. Like, that's where I put him. I feel Pusha T's underrated. I feel 2 Chainz is underrated, but that was for last episode. You know what I mean? Like, it's mad cats that don't get their flowers that are really nice, that just don't do all the extra shit, you know what I mean, to get notable. You know what I mean?
Guys are terrible at taking care of their health, man. Whether it's a knee injury, a back injury, or something even worse, guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Can you even believe that? Something that important? Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for erectile dysfunction online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides that it would be safe and appropriate, they'll shift the genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple. So take care of it, man. Seriously, your lady's going to appreciate this, or your guy, you know? Who knows? For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/BOM.
The best duel. And the best duel is...
And for everybody out there, just to clarify, this is the best duo, like pairing. And also not the best, like, already I'm coming in as an established pair, right? Like Amigos or an Outkast back in the day.
This is collaboration projects, okay? So best pair, Future and Drake, Jay-Z and Kanye West, Conway and Westside Gunn, Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Travis Scott and Young Thug, Meek Mill and Rick Ross, or other. So, Aaron, you're up first. Who's the best pair of the decade?
I'm going to go other. I'm going to write in and I'm going to show my age. I'm definitely the youngest on the pod right now. I am 26 going on 27. Yeah. And I'm going to write on. And these cats just got big in the last couple years. But when I tell you, I will listen to anything that Lil Baby and Gunna put out. Like, they just they're just like a new wave duo in my mind. Like, they just mesh so well together. They have very unique voices, both of them, and they have very unique flows. And I, for some odd reason, I think it fits together. You know, obviously you can put Drip Too Hard, you know, might want to be one of the hypest songs in the last couple of years, you know, like, and that was them. So I'm going to go with Lil Baby and Gunna. I love them together as a duo, as a pair.
All right, Jerv, who's your favorite pair?
I kind of wanted to go Hove and Kanye, but being that I feel like we've been shortchanged based off of whatever it is that's really going on that's made them not fuck with each other, or whether they do fuck with each other, whatever. I don't know. Don't really care anymore at this point. It's washed. But like I feel like, and I'm not a Future dude, but that Future and Drake album did slap. And, you know, they do some shit together. And by default, I don't really have an other to put. And I don't really fuck with Lil Wayne anymore. I think he's washed, and I fool with 2 Chainz. I'm not really the biggest Travis Scott and Young Thug fan. Meek Mill, I stand tall in Philly with this all day. Meek Mill just not for me. I'm too old for Meek. You know what I mean? I love Rick Ross, and when they do stuff together, it's hard. But you know, I can only listen to so much Meek. So I gotta go Future and Drake. Conway and Westside. That is a strong second for me, but I just need a little more before I can give it to them.
I want to piggyback off Aaron and say Gunna and Baby, because they like Jordan and Pippen, but bruh, they ain't been around too long for me to get my vote.
Yeah, I feel that.
They Luke and then, what's my man name? Luke and
Porzingis.
You gotta give him a little more time.
Hey, yeah, give him a little more time to flourish, yeah. Right? Let them Euro boys crack.
And I fool with Baby too, though. Don't get it twisted. And I'm old, but I fool with him. That shit is hard, and I've been listening to his stuff. He's on my list right now too, by the way. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Man, this is tough. What a Time to Be Alive was good, but not great. So I'm not gonna go crazy about that either.
Damn, I thought you a Future dude too.
I like Future, but Future carried Drake a lot on that.
But the story, I mean, the fact that they recorded that in 9 days is like absolutely bananas. Like, you know, like
Rob Bossanova.
I love Drake's story. They're the best. I'm about to cut it.
Digital dash beat played for fucking 7 hours. Gorgeous. I will say, to be fair, yes, it was rushed. And we're black. But I'm gonna go with Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. I don't think nobody's touching that chemistry still to this day.
But what happened to Rich Homie Quad?
Yeah.
But that was a whole nother dispute. But nobody's touching Rich Gang. For the decade, nah. Yeah. Like, bro, they got a tape that leaked.
Yeah.
That had 200 songs, my nigga. And I know people that will sit there and listen to the entire thing, no skips.
Well, you don't listen to it with me because I'm skipping that shit.
Rich Gang. That looks like it's going to be a wrap. Thank you for Aaron Dodson. Thank you, John Gervais. I said Jerv Gervais. Let me start that over, Rob. Jerv Gervais is a sick ass name. Jerv Gervais.
It's mad people to think Jerv's my. This mad people to think Jerv's my first name. And then like, what's your last name, Gervais?
Big Jerv.
Oh shit, Jerv Gervais.
That's sick, man. All right. That's it for Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Amin Al-Hassan is out with a DMP for Star Wars. Wozni Lambre is somewhere in the locker room. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us. Thank you, John Gervais, for joining us. Thank you, Rob, for what you do. We'll catch you next week for our Watchmen recap. And be sure to check out our other shows. Thank you.